And that's why I had to put Mobo away for good.
Oh, damn.
Anyway, welcome back to episode 103 of Off the Field Podcast. I am Captain America. And to my right is, of course, my co-host, Austin Kleschka.
Yeah, still getting used to saying that. To my co-host, Captain America, if you missed 102, yeah, there's been some changes. So
just a bit.
Go check that out. And that did feel a little weird having Cap do his first intro as a co-host, welcoming the episode, welcoming back the bench warmers. And while we have your attention, let's do the promoing since you guys are paying attention.
Let's do the promos right now.
So you can watch us, listen to us every Thursday, 7 a.m. You got Spotify and Apple. And Friday, you got the video at 7 a.m. on YouTube, Off the Field Podcast, on both of those.
Pacific Standard Time.
Yes. If you live in the middle of the country, you'll get it at 9 a.m. If you live on the East Coast, you'll get it at 10 a.m. If you're a loyal listener, I'm sure you have figured out the schedule by now. And I also got brand new merch that you guys should check out. Drop in. I got this merch for all the baseball teams. We've done 20 so far. We will do all 30. This is the Angels. I got this. You got the halo. You got the red. I love the font. So if you want to go get one, I'm sure there's one for your team. We've done pretty much all of them. There's only 10 missing, but they will be in the queue. So thank you for listening to my TED Talk. And now let's get into this podcast episode. Baseball is back.
That's right. Baseball is back, baby. First full weekend of the 2025 season.
Yes, sir.
Officially in the books.
And we haven't even gotten to see our team yet.
No, we haven't.
I hate that, man.
We always start off on the road.
They hate us.
They and do.
It's because we're in a two-team city.
Wow.
Because this happens with all two-team cities. Look at the Cubs and White Sox. Look at the Yankees and Mets. You will rarely. I'm sure there's one series a year where both teams are in there at the same time. But it's either one or none. Because, yeah, like, if the Yankees are in town, Mets are on the road, vice versa. If White Sox are in town, Cubs are on the road, vice versa. Because it would just create too much hectic and madness all over the city.
With traffic and stuff. It happened with me when I went to San Francisco. Me and my dad wanted to go see the Giants, and they just happened to be on the road. And I told them, hey, you know the Athletics are in town.
Oh, them too. Yeah.
Just cross the bridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
So one's there and one's not. That's how it happens. And I hate it because we're the little brother of this city, and so who's going to get the better treatment on opening day? The Dodgers, of
course. To be fair, they did win the World Series.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, fair point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's back, and next episode we'll get to talk about going to Angel Stadium again, because like I said, we still haven't gone. Our season, though, you know, it started off pretty bad. To a pretty bad team.
Yeah, not the most exciting if you are an Angels fan.
Correct. We lost 8-1 against the White Sox. But I told this to Cap. I told this to Fireball. I told this to my friend Tony Todd. I feel like every single home team, the first game of the season, is playing with superpowers.
Yeah.
Like, they are they're jazzed up.
Yeah.
Because they're like, hey, we're back, man. We're in front of the home crowd. Like, and they're just going through all these crazy emotions, and they are just better on the first game. Happens all the time. I can't tell you how many times the Angels have lost the first game of the season and then won the other two.
Yeah.
It happened this year.
It did happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
This season was the first time in who knows how long where I personally thought, I don't have any high expectations of
it. Oh, that was me the first season Shohei left.
Yeah.
I was like, what is there to be hopeful for?
Last year was like, you know, that home opener. It was against Boston. The crowd went wild.
Yep.
Everybody erupted from that Hobby Grand Slam. But
correct.
Opening day for the Angels was obviously not one for the books, not one for the fans. But ended up being great towards the end. But opening day was really not a bright spot for us. But, like I said, we did prevail towards the end of the weekend.
And we had our first game against the Cardinals today, which we won.
That's right. Filmed this on a Monday. So
we prevented them from being undefeated.
So never lost.
That's a fun little fact right there. And we need our power numbers to be up, man.
Yeah.
We've only had in four games, four, right?
Yes, that was our today is our fourth game, yes.
Four games, two home runs. Kyren Paris and Logan Ohapi.
To my knowledge, those are two. We may be missing one, but to our knowledge, we only have two.
Yeah, I don't remember another one. I mean, one of the games was a 1-0 win against the White Sox on a lucky infield single.
Infield single, that's right. Moncada.
Yeah, White Sox. Johan Moncada. He was batting today, and I was like, who is that? And then I was like, oh, it's Moncada.
Yeah, former big prospect, too.
Former.
Hey, look at Profar, which we'll get into later.
Yes, we will talk about Jurickson and Profar in a bit. But why don't we give our favorite things from opening day, or opening week, I should say, our three favorites. I will start us with my number three, opening day itself. Attending an opening day, even though it was the Dodgers, very last minute, I was offered tickets to be able to go to Dodgers opening day. Thank you, Shannon and his brother at King's Auto Painting Design. They sponsored those tickets, so thank you very much. So I got to go there, and just no matter what, an opening day is always a holiday. It always feels good to be there.
Should be a national holiday.
Should be.
It's been talked about for years, but
people pull their kids out of school all the time.
People miss work.
Yeah. So why shouldn't it be a national holiday? Government.
United States.
Yeah. Whoever creates holidays. Right?
You know who, though?
No, I don't. Oh. That's why I said government. Okay, I'm government. Sure it's somebody in the government.
Somebody.
Right? You would assume so.
You would, yeah.
Yeah. So get like the MLB PA to go talk to
the government.
Yeah, the government. I don't know. But that's my number three. What's your number three?
Number three, I wrote it down, actually. Yankees prospect, big leaguer, got called up, J.C. Escara.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He got the call. Former Uber driver, just like Randy Dobnak, if you remember Randy Dobnak. Nope. Twins pitcher. He actually made the big league roster.
I saw, and he's been fighting through spring trainings and minors for a long time, right?
Minor leagues,
he's 30, right?
Yeah, he's up there in age.
I just realized what you
did. I had to make sure to clarify. I didn't want you getting... Anyway, I'm protecting us. But yes, he did make his major league debut. Of course, after that brutal onslaught that the Yankees did in that second game against the Brewers. But he made his major league debut after fighting injuries, minor leagues, independent leagues. And then, of course, like I said, remember that phone call?
Yeah.
Sure, everybody's seen it all over. He even got on the Today Show to talk about that.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, so I was very happy for him, obviously. Through many trials and tribulations, he made it.
All right. My number two is the Marlins' first three wins were three walk-offs. Awesome. Love a walk-off. And I would hate to be that fan that's like, man, there was a walk-off the night before. Dang it. Well, guess what? They walked it off again. And then the next night, dude, two walk-offs in a row. There's no way we're seeing a third one. And they did it again. So that's pretty cool. Three walk-offs for your first three wins of the season. Baller.
And that hasn't been done since by the Rays, and I think in 03. So it's been 20 years since somebody was able to walk it off.
Wow. And that first game was against Skeens also.
Yeah, that Skeens. He did good.
Yeah, he did his job.
But
yeah, you know, the bullpen.
The Pirates.
The bullpen. We've been there. Our bullpen has been, it's been rough for a lot of years.
We're still going through it.
We're still dealing with it. So that's my number two.
I'm going to piggyback off you with that Marlins. Same series, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Former Marlin, I think they nicknamed him Mr. Marlin. Jeff Conine got inducted, I think, to the Marlins Hall of Fame.
He did.
And with that, on that same series, his son, I believe it's Griffin Conine, went deep on the same night that his father got inducted to the Marlins Hall of Fame. I'm personally a fan of that because think about it, father, son, something like that. Like, hey.
Cat, Papa Cat.
Exactly. So yeah. when I saw them, I'm like, hey, man, don't forget about me, too, you know, the son. So I was pretty happy to see that. Obviously, the whole family was there, so it was great to see.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta love it. Baseball's romantic, man.
It is.
How can you not love baseball? Anyways, my number one, my team is back. As much pain as they cause me, I am always going to love the Angels. No matter how many of you comment, I think Spidey's a Dodger fan now. That's not true at the end of the day. You know, like we mentioned earlier, when one team's out of town, another team's in town. And I just love baseball. And as much as I hate the Dodgers, I won't say no going to a game, especially when those tickets were free. So
exactly.
I'm going to take them and be grateful for them. Thank you again, Shannon. And, yeah, obviously our team's back. We are in first place as it stands. What's up? What's up, bro? You're wiping off the shoulders.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
I was like, what's this guy doing over here? I thought you were going like... I was like, why?
I mean, we got to fly it while we can, you know?
First place as it stands at this very moment of March 31st, 2025.
8:19 p.m.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Angels baseball, baby. I'm excited. I am kind of worried, though, throughout the season, though, about having friends that'll be able to go with me to games. I'm not going to lie. Because one of my go-tos, she moved out of state. Cheyenne always went with me to games a lot. Everyone else pretty much doesn't get off work till like 4 or 5. Art has had his whole work schedule rearranged and played with, so I don't know how that's going to be this season. And
plus, he's traveling a lot, so
that too. And so now I'm like, who's going to go? Like, if I have a spur of the moment, I want to go to an Angel game.
Yeah,
those people are not available as much.
I'll be around.
Will you? A spur of the moment Angel game. If I were to call you on like a Wednesday and I'm like, hey, bro, there's a bobblehead. Let's go.
Well, we'd have to get there super early.
You don't have. Oh, for the bobblehead.
For a bobblehead,
yeah. Well, actually, these days, do you?
So, well, if it's like Trout, yeah, or like a Hoppy. But if it's like someone like, no offense, like Shenwell, you know, probably not.
Uh-huh.
But I'll do my best.
Yeah. Well, I hope, because those were my go-tos for spur of the moment Angel games. So. Yeah.
Number one for me this past opening day weekend, I had it written down as something funny, but I will piggyback off you. The Angels, obviously it's my team, 2-1. So I'm very happy for that. But what
three and one.
That's right. 3-1.
Yeah.
But what I wrote down was, funniest thing for me this, opening day weekend, Jack Leiter got a cup check moment.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. That's right. The little toss back to the mound. He wasn't even paying attention. Oh. And Garrett Crochet even looked at him.
In the dugout. He saw the whole thing.
He was covering his mouth like a kimono girl.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But yeah,
that was such a random reference, like a kimono girl.
Yeah, you know, like, oh, exactly. I may have gone that wrong, but I hope not. But yeah, that was very funny for me. And that probably rounds out my top three for opening day weekend.
Yeah, that's my top three, I would say. I know there's a big, powerful topic that you're surprised we didn't include. That's because we have a whole segment for it.
That's right.
The Torpedo Bats.
Oh.
Started by that. What were you thinking of?
Profar.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about Profar too, like I said. But the Torpedo Bats.
Yeah.
Those have taken over the league. They have become a huge topic of conversation. So before we dive into the Torpedo Bats, what are your thoughts on it?
Thoughts on it is, from what I've read and from what I've seen, they're not new.
Yeah, this is Bellinger was using it in spring training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is not something that should be new to the normal fan base, like, you know, the hardcore baseball fans.
Yeah.
But to the new fan base, they're thinking, what is this new technology? Is it legal? Is it not legal? Can we do it? Hey, it's fair game.
Yeah.
It's fair game. As long as it's legal, and if you want to use it, you're more than welcome to. But the fact that the whole team, or at least majority of the starting lineup,
I heard Judge isn't even using it, and Judge has 4 homers.
Well, to be fair,
he is Aaron Judge. Yeah, but like the fact that the most powerful guy is like, nah, I don't need it, and it's still hitting bombs. So like, everyone thinks it's the entire Yankees team. I've seen people on the Cubs using it. I've seen people on the Mets, the Twins. Hey, Angels, you should do it too.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, it would. Why? Please, like, join. But, yeah, no, I agree. And as much as I hate the Dodgers and everything they're doing with the deferred money and everything, there's no rule against it.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate that they're doing it. But, like, they have all the right to do it. So, and that's how I feel with the Torpedo Bats. But I don't have as much hate behind it because I don't hate the Yankees.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's think smarter, not harder. And if they have a solution on how they could hit better and there's no rule against it, why not? I'd be doing it. Like, go ahead.
Plus, the pitchers nowadays compared to like 10, even 20 years ago, like, are so much better. You used to have rosters where like it was like one, maybe two guys. Chipper Jones said this, like one or two guys would throw 100. Yeah. Now you got like 5 different guys throwing 100.
Yep.
And they're not even throwing fast. Not just throwing fast, excuse me. They're throwing sweepers. They're throwing sliders. They're throwing splitters. So, if it's something towards advantage for like the new hitters nowadays, I like it. You know, brings more competition.
Same. And if somehow you haven't heard about these Torpedo Bats, it looks like your normal baseball bat, essentially, except they've taken the bigger part of the barrel that, you know, gets skinny, fat towards the end. So now they've taken that fat part of the barrel and they've kind of put it more like where you would get jammed and they've put the barrel towards that because they found out in their analytics that a lot of their players were always constantly hitting the ball as a jam swing. And they're like, well, what if we just move the barrel to where you're constantly hitting it on the bat?
Yeah.
And that's what they did. They do look a little funky.
As the term that they've been using, it looks swollen.
I was going to say it looks like a table leg a little bit. I've seen people saying that.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, imagine if you're listening, it's the handle, and then it gets a little bigger really fast, and then it doesn't get super small, but it narrows back down towards the end of the bat.
Basically, the sweet spot gets thicker.
Yeah,
sweet exactly. spot of the bat gets thicker.
Yeah. And like I said, if you figure that out, and there's no rule against it because they're still following the official rule of MLB, which is like it has to be a certain diameter, certain inches. They're still doing that.
And smooth.
Yeah. They're just moving it down. That's all they're doing.
It's a fair game. You know, why not?
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with it. Let us know in the comments what you think of that whole situation. Do you like it? Do you hate it? And we will move on to the topic we've been teasing, Jurickson Profar.
Or as our friends would name him, Jurickson Profane.
Yeah, all of our Dodger friends are through the roof ecstatic because they hate Jurickson Profar after the NLDS last year, which I'm sorry. Look, I know he was doing all this stuff against your team, but like a lot of it had Dodger fans being the gasoline first. And then like there was that one where he made the play in front of the fan in left field.
Yeah.
And then
home run robbery.
Yeah. The home run robbery. And then he gave the fan the ball, right? And that fan didn't even throw the ball in the field. Right? Or no, he did.
They did.
He did. And so Jurickson Profar was like, all right, dude, like I laughed with you, smiled about it. Ha, ha, ha. Like I play him for the rival. You want your team to win.
Yeah. You know,
we get
typical
it.
Typical banter.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then here, all right, here's a ball. And then to the fan's credit, he didn't throw it at Profar. He threw it like away.
Right.
And it's like, okay, really, dude? Like, he gave you the ball, man. Like, you didn't have to throw it back on the field. I get he's on the other team. And I'm pretty sure he had a kid, too. I'm like, give it to your kid, man. Like, he won't even know the difference.
Yeah, but...
And
plus, I'm pretty sure it's a big rule in most stadiums. You're not allowed to throw objects onto the field.
You're not.
So...
And then that caused another fan, like, 10 rows back to throw one. That was the one that got Profar pissed because the fan almost hit him. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, look at Profar crying. And I'm like, dude. Did you guys watch all the context? Like,
yeah.
So they don't like Profar. They hate him. So Art broke the news to our group chat today and was like, oh, look at the clown. He got suspended. I'm like, first of all, you shouldn't even be doing any kind of substance in MLB. Obviously, that's why you're suspended. It definitely shouldn't be allowed. But yeah, they're thrilled that it was Profar and that he's suspended for
80 games.
And there's some more rules on the suspension too, right?
Yeah. So along with the suspension, after he serves his 80 games, assuming that there's no challenge by him or his agents, the party or the team.
Which means he'll be back by like August, maybe July.
What are we in? So we're basically April 1st,
April, May,
May, 16th. June, July. So like,
July, August,
July, yeah. early July.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, he should be back within the regular season, but he will not be able to participate in the playoffs if the Braves do make the playoffs, which is unfortunate.
Crazy. Yeah.
And that's why they signed Alex Verdugo.
Ah, but they signed him before this happened. Did they know something was up?
They thought ahead. They thought ahead.
Oh, maybe they knew the whole time and they were just waiting until he got caught.
And I think they traded for Stuart Fairchild, from what I heard, that same day. So today.
Wow. Yeah, so they knew it was coming. That's crazy because Profar did have that year last year where he was an all-star. He was hitting like 20 to 25 home runs. I forget what he hit exactly.
80-something RBIs.
Yeah, so breakout year out of nowhere.
And he got his contract. He got his payday from the Braves.
Yep.
And no pay during suspension.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, honestly, that's another thing too. There should be payment rules. Like, I'm specifically talking about Anthony Rendon.
No.
Dude gets injured way too much to where he should still be paid. Like, if we want to avoid this, it should honestly be a play to get paid. Mm-hmm. Unless there's, like, something super serious. But, like, when it's little things like this that just keep happening over and over and the attitude that he has, there should definitely be a rule to be like, hey, man, like, if you want your paycheck, bro, you got to put in the effort. Because yeah. even when he's on the field, he doesn't even look like he's putting in effort. So,
no, I get what you mean. Like, yeah. I get the frustration, but unfortunately, like, I'm sure that would cause a lot of frustration with those within the MLBPA because, you know, pre-Angels contract, he was balling out, won a World Series.
Well, I mean, everyone does this. That's the trend these days.
Yeah, ball out on your contract year yep. and then get your payday and then don't really care for the rest. Yeah.
Yep, look at Javier Baez. Dude yeah. is terrible now.
Yeah, the Tigers definitely regret that contract. Yeah.
Look at Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant's well, attitude still seems like he wants to be his best.
He's just but, riddled with injuries. It's just yeah. unfortunate for him.
Yeah.
Like, and Rendon, like, he's in that same ballpark, but the way he's expressed his interest about playing is not yep. really helping his case, which is unfortunate. Nope. But
you know, I just realized, too, since we're going to opening day, opening week, and yep. Friday, mm-hmm. do we know who's going to pitch yet?
So let's see. We do play, I think it's a 4-game series against St. Louis, or unless we have the Thursday off.
I doubt it, because we play tomorrow, we play Wednesday, then we got to fly home Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday's an yeah, off day, so yeah. that means we just finished our 4th game of the season, so 5.
And TA just threw today, Tyler yeah, Anderson. Yeah,
Kikuchi threw opening day, so that yep. he's pitching the Wednesday game, which means whoever was game 2.
Soriano,
right? So he's going to be our home opener.
Or no. No.
Who's game 2 Saturday?
Wasn't it Tyler Anderson?
Soriano pitched Saturday. So
oh, so Soriano.
Should be our home opener.
Okay. Well, Soriano balled out in his start. 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs. Although, took him out too early, in my opinion.
Yeah, I get it. But you also got to remember, like, towards the beginning of the season, you're not really expecting a lot of guys to go past six innings. Unless yeah. your name is Nick Pivetta. Who shoves mm-hmm. on Sunday Night Baseball, 7 yeah. shutout innings. But, like I said, still early. Give it till May. You'll start to see some guys go 7. Yeah,
Soriano only threw 73 pitches, which, to me, like, the breaking point is at least 90.
Yeah, and I get it. But
if you're balling. If you're not, then take him out.
But if he's balling like that, do you really want to be the guy who left him in an inning too long and then you get shoulder issues, elbow issues, especially where pitching has always been our number one concern for, like, at least the last 5 years.
But, like, what has changed so much to where, like, Nolan Ryan would throw a 15-inning complete game, bro?
Yeah.
Like, what has happened? Like, I don't have the answer. I'm actually asking. Like, what happened?
What was that? The White Sox, they just had, like, 6 pitchers in spring training
get
Tommy John.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure the Angels don't want to do anything remotely near that. No. So I guess if they're caring for their pitchers, and obviously that's the best case scenario. So
mm-hmm.
like I said, if it means taking him out early, then being blamed for the guy that left him in 1 inning too long, then you get shoulder discomfort, elbow discomfort.
You're
then he's out for the season, like Robert Stephenson. So
not this season, right?
He's not even on the roster. He had Tommy John, I think. Last year.
Last year?
Yeah, and it's been 12 months since his operation, I'm pretty sure.
When's he coming back?
Well, most Tommy Johns are 12 to 18 months, so.
Yikes. Well, speaking of that, too, Ohtani and his second Tommy John, obviously he has been out since us.
Since playing with us in September, I think.
Yeah, he was an Angel when he had this 2023, injury.
2023, yeah.
Yeah, it was the last month of the season his last season with us, and took him out. He got a second Tommy John. It was said to be like a year later. They knew he wouldn't pitch in 2024 for the Dodgers. And it was supposed to be May. This year was his return date. Projected. Got pushed back.
I mean, it would make sense. Like, if you're not confident whatsoever, you don't want to have your $700 million player risking another potential third Tommy John.
Well, especially on a team like the Dodgers. Exactly. When you don't need to rush him back.
Exactly.
But also, that topic has brought up another topic. Should he ever pitch again?
As a starter, that's debatable because, like I said, like you actually just said, the Dodgers, they got like 5 starters in AAA.
They could have 2 starting rotations viable guys.
Yeah, that could easily be another rotation in the major leagues.
Yeah.
So if they needed him, yes. Yeah. But do they really need him as a starting pitcher? No. Do I see maybe like a
closer?
Like, maybe not closer. Ease him into it. Give him like a middle relief setup, maybe potentially.
Long relief, maybe.
Long relief, if need be. But starting pitcher. I mean, he's probably going to doubt us wrong. He could do it if he honestly wanted to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, if you ask Shohei, he's going to say he wants to.
He wants to start. And yeah. Plus, that's just another weapon ready to be unlocked by the Dodgers, and then the whole league's just screwed even more.
Yeah, exactly.
But starting pitcher-wise, ease him into it. Give him, like, 3 innings as an opener, 2 innings as an opener, and then they'll just ease him back into a starter. It's been done before, too.
Do you think he pitches this year?
Yes, I do think he pitches this year, whether it be September, whether it be May. I do think Shohei will pitch
again. All right, let's guess. I say he pitches in August.
Yeah, I was aiming towards that, a post-All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely, yeah, August is a good one, but I don't want to copy off you, so I'll say September.
Okay. Well, let us know. Do you guys think Shohei should pitch at all? Do you think he should just stick to DHing? Because I know a lot of people, and some are former baseball players, say he should just DH, especially with that. I mean, we've seen him handle the workload.
Yeah.
So you can't really use that excuse like, oh, he'll be focused too much on one side. It's like, well, he's done it.
Exactly. He's won 2 MVP awards doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and we've witnessed it in person. So we know he can do it, but can he do it through 2 Tommy Johns?
Yeah, and like I was saying, like, it's very, very hard for pitchers who have had 2 Tommy Johns to bounce back. You look at people like Johnny Venters, who was with the Braves. Then you look at someone like Steven Strasburg.
Yeah.
After that,
really derailed Strasburg's career.
Yeah, because after that 2019 season, it was the 2020 pandemic season where I think he got shut down. And then
yeah, because he balled out in the World Series.
And speaking of contracts, it's actually funny because the Nationals had the option to either re-sign Strasburg or re-sign Rendon. They decided to re-sign Strasburg. And what happened to him?
Career ended, basically.
Yeah, and they still have to pay him, I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure, yeah.
Technically, he's, like, medically retired, but he's not. Yeah. I don't think he's professionally retired. Mm-hmm. But the Nationals still have to pay him.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you saw it, but there's an article that came out like, hey, we actually don't want to pay you now since you can't really pitch anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's in the contract.
Yeah.
You still have to pay him. So, I get what you mean by the contract signings, but... I mean, yeah, but back to the show. Hey, I think he'll definitely pitch
100% this year. Personally, I want to see him do both.
Yeah.
It's always cool when there's somebody out there who does something that nobody else is doing, and we saw that with Shohei, but we haven't seen that from Shohei in a year and a half now. And so I want to see him be able to do both again. I would love, like I said, as much as I hate the Dodgers, I still like to see cool things in baseball.
Of course.
So when Shohei does finally make that first start, should it be here, I would like to be there. I'd like to go to that game. So I want to see him do both. I want to see him continue to make history. He's still – you can't hate Shohei.
You can't.
And I do hate that team, but you can't hate Shohei.
Yeah, plus, he's done so much for the game.
Yeah.
So much. He's brought over fans. He's brought over people who weren't baseball fans being new baseball fans.
Let me tell you, if you had never attended Anaheim when Shohei was an Angel, he brought in at least half the stadium and Asian crowd.
100%.
Like, those fans, because we had been going since our childhood, they were not there pre-Shohei. When he came, he brought in, literally, I'm not even kidding, half the stadium and Asian crowd into the game. So, that's how much of an impact he had. And, yeah.
And there was even doubters when he first came. I'm sure you saw that famous article where, oh, he's nothing more than like a typical high school.
Well, remember his spring training? His first spring training was terrible.
And his first start, it was against the Red Sox where he got, what was it? Blisters.
Be ready, Dodger fans, because I'm sure that won't stop. That happened to Shohei all the time when he pitched. He always got blisters. And you would always know it was coming when he had a bad start.
Yeah.
Because he'd have a bad start, and then, like, the next day there'd be a blister update. And you're like, of course. So that's why he was bad.
Yeah, I remember the first game, it was against the Red Sox. Mookie homered
3 times.
Yeah.
I was there.
And I told my dad, like, hey.
Were you there too?
Yeah, I was sitting at left field.
Everybody was there.
I was above left field, you know, the walkway.
Wait, you didn't sit in the 100 levels behind the dugout for once?
No, it started with a 2.
Wow.
I know, but I think these are last-minute tickets too, or maybe beforehand. Don't remember, but yeah, I remember I told my dad, like, he's good. I promise he's good. I don't know what's going on. And then, of course,
I was with Bobby, surprisingly.
That's random.
Yeah, I know. I was with Bobby, and Bobby left because Bobby was like, oh, well, this guy's not all he was set out to be. And then Mobo was randomly there. Art was there. But I went with Bobby, but then, like, everybody else was also there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I definitely want to see Shohei pitch again. Who knows when it'll be? Who knows if it'll be this year? Who knows if he'll ever do it again? He doesn't really need to on the Dodgers. And another Dodger pitcher, by the way, that had some news come out that people were talking about, Roki Sasaki. Mm-hmm. So in Japan, he did all right in his first ever start. But his first Dodger Stadium start against the Tigers,
not so good.
60-plus pitches, two innings, gave up two runs. One and two-thirds. Didn't even make it through the second. So he gets taken out, and he goes to the dugout, where cameras are on him, obviously, because he just was on the mound, and he was crying. And a lot of people, some former players, I saw Jonathan Lucroy basically say, do you think anybody feels bad for you, man? You play on the most stacked team in the whole, like... And you're crying, and he's kind of got a point with that. It's like, hey, bro, like we're not going to feel bad for you. You do play on the most stacked team, but it does. I do enjoy seeing the passion,
yeah,
of like wanting to be good and be great.
Obviously, coming from Japan, you know, like that country's number one sport is baseball. So obviously, he not only wants to do his team proud, he wants to represent his nation as well. And it wasn't his best outing for sure.
Yeah,
and you got to remember, he's young. I think he's only like 23,
I think. Yeah.
Exactly. So first home start, at least stateside.
Like I'm sure the Japan one felt more familiar to him because he won, born there, raised there, and played there.
Exactly. So and if you think about it, he's really away from home.
Yeah. And the expectations of being on this Dodger team now are extremely high.
Yeah. So he's obviously not getting paid a lot like his counterparts like Yamamoto and Otani.
Yeah,
but he still wants to make an impact, and it does suck. Like I said, the emotions got the best of him, I'm sure. Yeah. But like I said, he's young. He's obviously going to figure it out. Even like Yamamoto missed, at least 2 months of the season due to injury. But, you know, the Japanese baseball players always try to give it their best. They obviously don't mean to disappoint the home crowd because baseball is almost like their life to them at that point.
Dude, what they go through, like going up in baseball in Japan – I've heard crazy stories on like how they're coached and everything. Like it's almost like military-esque of how it is in Japan. And I see why they take it so seriously and everything.
Yeah. Like they're even brought up to where you should be used to be throwing 150 pitches a game.
Yeah.
And then getting ready to pitch the next night, if not the day after.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they love baseball. They care about it. It's their dream. It's everything to them.
Yeah.
So obviously they want to give it their all. And then when they come here stateside, it's a little bit of a culture shock just because, hey, we know you're used to throwing 150. Now you get ready to throw about maybe 80, 90. And then pitching every fifth day or every fifth game.
Yeah.
So I do feel bad for Roki because, like I said, he's just a young kid. Yeah. He's away from his country, his family, everything that he really knew. Of course, he has Otani, Yamamoto to lean on or ask for some help, support, whatever need be. But it's just a tough situation. And obviously just hoping he bounces back. And
yeah, like I said, the hater in me is like, hey, bro, come on. You play for the Dodgers, bro. You're going to be fine.
But then
like the human in me is like, I love seeing the passion.
Yeah.
Like, so.
He'll definitely get better. Just give him some time.
You know who else I forgot about that they got?
Tyson Kim.
Yeah, because you never see this.
I was thinking of that.
International prospect. Start in the minors. That doesn't really happen.
Yeah.
They're usually MLB ready.
Usually.
And so I was just like chilling one day and then I see a post that's like Haesung Kim amazes in his debut in double A.
Triple A.
And I was like, I forgot they got that guy.
Yeah, 3-year contract where the Angels offered him more, by the way. But of course it's the Dodgers. You know, you can't not almost sign with the Dodgers, especially if you're a professional who's trying to make it in the league and the Dodgers offer you a contract. It's almost like a guarantee.
Yep.
So it is shocking, like I said, to have an international prospect start in the minor leagues. From what I read, they said they want him to get used to hitting here, so they want to start him in the minor leagues.
It looks like he's used to it based on that first game.
Exactly. But, you know, obviously they just want to ease him into it. Plus, like, he was supposed to be the projected starting second baseman for the Dodgers. But, of course, that's not looking like it. So,
no.
Who's at second, by the way?
Well, let's go around the diamond. Will Smith is the catcher.
First is Freeman.
Freddie.
Third is Muncy. Short is Mookie. And second is Kike. I'm not a Dodger fan.
I've seen Kike at first for some games, too.
Oh, well, Freeman's, yeah. With his ankle stuff, especially what happened today in the bathroom.
In Japan, he was in at first, Kike.
No, yeah.
Because Freddie and Mookie didn't play in Japan.
Yeah.
Who's the outfield? The outfield's Conforto in left.
Pies in center.
Or no, Pies was in left when I went on opening day.
Conforto and Teoscar platoon, from what I heard, or something. So Teoscar's, I think, in right.
Yeah, Teoscar was in right when I went.
Conforto's in left.
Edmund? Tommy Edmund?
Tommy Edmund. Is he the second baseman? Like I said, I'm not a Dodger
I think
fan.
Muncy was the second baseman, and Tommy was the third baseman when I went.
Okay. Like I said, CVV says, we have the you know, everything, the world's greatest information on our phones, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's actually do that right now, but while we're on that topic, yeah, Hyesung Kim in the minor leagues is something very interesting. Tommy Edmund is at second.
Huh?
Friday, Saturday's game, they had Tommy Edmund
at second. Ooh, hold on. Breaking news.
Oh, the crochet.
This is big for me.
Oh.
You're probably going to be like, oh, cool, bro. But oh. But I'm happy.
Okay.
Spider-Man 4 has got its official title.
Oh, okay.
With Tom Holland. Spider-Man Brand New Day. Brand comes new out day. July 31st, 2026.
Wow, so the New Day is going to be there.
New Day? That's awesome. Let's go, man. So I've been, all Marvel fans have been waiting on a big announcement for Spider-Man. Oh, wait, hold on. And the animated movie, too. Beyond the Spider-Verse, which is part two of the last movie. Wow, that's a long time. It's coming out June 4th of 2028. Seven.
Ah.
But good to hear news on that movie, especially after all the weirdness that Shameik Moore was going through. Basically being a nice guy simp and always losing. Mm.
Oh, yeah. When he tried to go after your girl.
He tried to go after Hailee Steinfeld. He's like, Hailee, you're beautiful. And she's like, ring? And then he posted an old interview clip with him and Laura Harrier, who was in the first Spider-Man movie. And it was them, like, doing a photo shoot, like, old. And she was like, that video was taken, like, 4 years ago.
Wow.
And so, dude just got put on blast for being like, hey, bro, like, they don't like you, bro. Like, move on.
But congratulations. I know it has thank nothing. You, you're not in the movie. At least we can't say.
Okay.
We can't say if you are or aren't going to be.
Unnecessary jab. Oh, no, I get what you're saying.
Exactly.
I signed an NDA, so exactly. I can't say anything more.
Do the Tom Holland thing where you go, this is sick, man. Look at this. Look at this poster. Flips it around. This is
do not reveal. Yeah.
Confidential. Yeah. Do not share.
Yeah.
And he realizes, oh.
Yeah.
But yeah. 2026 and 27, man.
Mm-hmm.
When's Doomsday again?
Avengers Doomsday should be next year. So, and then Secret Wars should be 27.
Oh, so next 3 years is going to be big years for Marvel.
Yeah. Avengers Doomsday is 2026. May 2026.
Okay.
So wait, that means. Okay. So. Okay, so Spider-Man's going to happen after Doomsday. Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to build the story in my head on why.
But,
all right, cool, yeah. I just went on Instagram to try and look for the Dodgers lineup the day I went to opening day.
I saw Saturday. It had Tommy Edmund at second, so okay. I think that's what it is. I think it's okay. Conforto left, Teoscar in right, and Pajas in center with Tommy Edmund at second.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's a lefty, I guess you put Teoscar in left, you put... I guess Kike in right or something, or
yeah.
Kike replaces the lefty Conforto, and then they just rearrange everybody out there.
All right,
but that Dodgers are stacked. Hyesung Kim's in the minors.
Yeah,
Profar is suspended. Angels are 3-1, lead the division.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anything else?
One of my redemption cards arrived today from my sleepover video I did at Bullpen. I opened some boxes.
Wait, was it a Panini redemption?
No, it is Tops, of course.
That's so, why it came quickly.
My Panini Elite, that's the box, right? Panini Extra Elite is what it's called.
Extra Edition?
Yeah. So I pulled a redemption in there, and then I pulled a redemption in Top Stadium Club. Of course, Top Stadium Club got here in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's super Tops. Fast. Fanatics.
So that was the cooler one. The Jung-Hoo Lee autograph, rookie Jung-Hoo card. Lee.
Is it numbered?
Is it?
I think it's out of 99, I think. From
no.
Told me.
No, not numbered. Base card. But here it is. It's pretty cool.
Man,
not
gonna lie.
Look at his auto.
Lee. That's funny. I'm not gonna lie. You're gonna put a close quote of this, but yeah.
Lee. He didn't even put his full name. He just put Lee.
Well, to be fair, if you're signing thousands of cards,
he just gets bored eventually.
Have you seen Jackson Merrill's autographs?
No.
At first, it's like full, like not full name, but it's like a long legible. And then with Jackson Merrill, it's just J and boom. J and boom. That's it. So I mean, I don't blame. Jung-Hoo Lee, but very sick card and on card.
Yeah, on it's card. An on card. It's obviously on a sticker auto.
His fingers were on it.
What number does that look like next to Lee?
17.
Right?
Yeah.
He's number 51.
The math is not math.
No.
Unless he was doing division, 51 mm-hmm. divided by 3 is 17.
Yeah. If you guys didn't know, Cap can do math in his head really fast. Let me see. Maybe. It looks like 17 or 27. It kind of looks like he went like that really fast. But it makes me wonder why. Maybe in Korea he wore one of those numbers. Who knows? But yeah, it got here and I immediately opened it. I was like, that's a funny autograph. It's just Lee. Lee. He said, I don't need to put Jung-hoo. I just need to put Lee.
Exactly. But that's very nice.
In Korea, he was still 51.
Yeah, that's interesting then. Like I said, unless he likes division for some reason and thought 17 was a funny prime number to put in his autograph.
I think I might do a whole clip on that. Try to figure out this mystery. Why did Jung-hoo Lee put 17/27?
Jung-hoo Lee or Giants fans, if you know why he put 17, please let us know down below.
Or
why?
27.
Or 27.
Because it doesn't kind of look like he went like this really fast.
Real quick, but then, you got two top loaders. Look at
I don't know why they sent the other one.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I guess like a straight like, squiggle. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I could see the two. Yeah, for sure.
It also might be like a Korean letter, maybe, because he is Korean. Character,
yes.
Yeah, it right. could be. Yeah. Maybe we'll get an answer. I would love to know why he did that.
All right, and I want to ask you about your Panini redemption.
I haven't even checked.
Over, under.
By the way, to give some context on how bad Panini can be with their redemptions, I got a Luis Robert Panini redemption in 2023, or no, 2. It arrived in 2024. So there's the context.
No, what's even worse, I saw somewhere on Reddit that somebody's brother put in a redemption for, I think, like a basketball product from 2011. Mm-hmm. Had recently passed 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then the redemption came in the mail under his name. So the brother saw it and saw, what is this? Like,
how?
Panini.
And how is he ordering mail?
My dead brother, like, how did this happen? And of course, he opened it, found out it was a redemption.
Yeah.
From over 10 years ago.
10. Oh, my God.
So, like I said, Panini's not the great, but people love their basketball and football products.
It just makes me wonder, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Like, why is it taking so long?
It's a very good question. I wish I could answer
literally that. The Luis Robert one, I forgot that I even, like, it showed up. And
And I did my best to not remind you every handful of months, like, hey, when's that Luis Robert card coming in?
Cap's memory, he doesn't forget anything.
But then I forget what I ate for dinner yesterday, which is a lie, too. But, yeah.
You definitely won't forget what's going to be happening in about 20 days.
Today is, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Las Vegas
for WrestleMania, baby.
Ivan's playing a baseball tournament. Wait, what are you talking about?
No, Cap is messing with all of you. We're going to WrestleMania.
WrestleMania in Las Vegas. WrestleMania 41 is in town.
You guys have known this, but we're also going to take some photos with some WWE superstars.
That's right. We're doing some photo ops with at least one person, at least for you.
Well, so we figured out a hack. Well, Cap did. Under the photo ops, it says in one photo, there can be four people. So if you pick a superstar, if you get four people, you can split their price four ways.
Exactly.
Which in this case, it's only me and Cap. So two ways.
That's me.
And the only one that I agreed to with him that didn't sell out super fast was Dominic Mysterio. So we're going to meet Dirty Dom.
Which he sold out, by the way, now.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, now.
But that day when you were trying to get him, the other ones that I said I'd do sold out like bang, 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 bang.
Julia, Stephanie Vaquer, CM Punk and Cody Rhodes and Rhea Ripley, those three sold out by the time I was able to see the pages.
Yeah.
Those three were immediately sold out.
Yeah.
Jey Uso, I think his photos were sold out, but his autographs were still available.
Yeah.
So
we got Dirty Dom. We'll be meeting him on Monday. Can't wait for that. Mm-hmm. Have you even thought what you want to say to him? I know it's just a photo, but you always get like a quick sentence.
Yeah. Plus, like, what kind of pose are you going to do with him? Is it just like
he has a pose, doesn't he?
Yeah. Isn't it just like the middle fingers up or just the arm folds? And I'll
have
to
look at his Instagram.
Exactly.
Or
yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what, I don't know what we're going to do. I think it's just like a thumbs up. I don't know. Like I said.
Hey, you know what I might, bro? I might walk up. How's the deadbeat?
As
he'll be, because that's the character.
Yeah, that's his gimmick. Of course. That'll be funny for sure. Friday is gonna be more interesting because
for you,
because you've decided you're only going Sunday and Monday.
And
for me, I'm going Friday.
Well, I'm going Monday 100%.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Sunday is a maybe. That's right.
Yeah.
Monday for sure though.
Yeah, that's done. I've already bought my ticket for WWE World. I paid him for Dom and.
Monday is going to be a lot more interesting. But for me, Friday, I'm obviously going to meet Penta,
Ciro,
Miedo, and Dakota Kai.
Mm-hmm.
That one's going to be fun. And then Monday, more wrestlers get added on.
Yeah, so if y'all know me, and if y'all have been listening to this podcast, if y'all watch my videos, you know one of my biggest WWE crushes is Roxanne Perez.
Nikki Bella. Oh.
No. And she was not in the first round of WWE World photo ops and autographs. So I was like, damn, man, I really want to meet her. And then he's like, you never know. Because they said they were adding more, didn't they?
They said they were adding more and potentially more opportunities for like the
like more bigger time names. Slots and
exactly,
stuff.
Which I doubt. But they did say it was only potentially, so no guarantees there.
So they did. They announced a whole new batch, and Roxanne Perez was in it. Let's go, baby. And then I told him, because for every single day of WWE World, you have to pay for an entry fee as well.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm already meeting Dirty Dom on Monday. I'm already going Monday. So, I'm like, God, please, wrestling gods, please let her be Monday. And I had no idea if it was Monday yet. And I told him, I'm like, bro, I really hope she's on Monday. And he goes, she is. And I was like, hallelujah.
Hopefully she doesn't get her date changed, because there's already been at least two people where they've already been changed. For example, Alexa Bliss, I forgot what day she was, but after she sold out, they announced they took her off.
No.
So people can't meet her now. She's off of it for some reason. Finn Balor got moved, I think, from like Thursday or Friday to Monday, or from Monday to Thursday, Friday. So
Roxanne, please stay on Monday.
I'm just saying, please, I'm just letting you know that. And there's no refunds.
There's Roxanne, please stay on Monday.
So, yeah. And
how they gonna, so like if they moved it, you, since you don't get a refund, you'd have to pay for like Saturday if she got moved to Saturday.
If you really want to meet
her. Yeah.
Which is a very smart tactic if you think about
it. There's no refund on the WWE World ticket or the photo op ticket.
Yes.
Both?
Yes.
That's messed up, dude. Because what if you only bought it to meet one person?
I'm meeting Joe Hendry on Sunday. The one person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how it works. But she's not the only one being added.
That's true.
Randy Orton.
I'm not going to lie. When you sent me the prices, I did see Randy Orton, and I was kind of like, that's not that bad for Randy Orton.
There's only one issue, though.
Is it autograph only?
So it's Thursday.
Oh, yeah. We won't be
there. We're getting there Thursday.
We're leaving on Thursday.
Yeah, we should be getting there by, like, evening.
Okay. That confidently makes me say, yeah, all right.
And Seth is on Thursday, too.
That's all right, yeah. Kane, I've already met him.
Kane is also being
added. For $0.
Yeah. Kane is also being added. Nikki Bella is being added. I think the Godfather as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I'm really more excited.
Of course.
Is Cora Jade.
Yes. Cap loves Cora Jade.
A little.
By the way, he is wearing a wrestling shirt as we film this podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing a wrestling shirt until WrestleMania.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Do you have that? Well, I mean, you could wash them.
Yeah, exactly. So,
currently, Kathy Kelly.
That's right. My favorite on-screen reporter, interviewer.
I do love Kathy Kelly.
I put you on her. That's one of my claim to fames about her, which I love because, you know, I can always remind you.
Yeah, you did.
Which is fun. Yeah. But yeah, I bought a shirt because I thought, why not?
So you're meeting Penta, you're meeting
Dakota Kai.
Dakota Kai,
you're Joe Hendry.
Joe Hendry, you mean Dom,
and Cora. Hopefully Cora Jade.
Yes. And we're gonna both try to meet Rob Van Dam.
That's right. I forgot what day he was, but
Monday.
Oh my god, Monday's gonna be so packed for us, man.
So you said the photo ops are quick, right?
From what I read, from what other people say, is like for example, one person's like interaction with Stone Cold, they were all shy, and then Stone Cold said, "Oh, get over here, you son of a bitch, let's take a picture," and then they got more comfortable, and then he goes, "What's your name?" Blank. All right, let's take a picture. Boom. Whole interaction.
Because like
30 seconds.
For me, Dom's at 9. Roxanne's at 10.
No, Dom's it starts at 9:30, but it's our group number is at 10 o'clock. I think we're group number 3 or 4.
Oh, so they do it in groups.
Yeah.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, like, group number four,
but like get the ready. One that was really close is Dom and RVD, or no, Cora and RVD.
Yeah. Now, I feel like if you're late, you should still be able to go. Like,
kind of like at Disneyland, where, like, if you're in line at 9:59 before the park closes, then you can get on the ride.
Exactly.
But if you get in there at 10, nope, sorry, it's closed.
Exactly. I feel like it's going to be that kind of scenario. Yeah. Plus, like I said, they'll be quick. So, like, you could easily explain yourself, like, hey, I was at Cora Jade's photo op and Dominic Mysterio. I know his I was supposed to be here like 10 minutes ago, but I just came from Cora Jade. So, you should be able to go because you paid for it. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't think there should be really any issue towards that.
Yeah, that was my logic too, because I was worried for you because if we split it, then I'm like, well, shit, like, what if he can't even make it if we split it? Then I was like, it's like you said, if you pay for it, you should be able to get it.
Yeah, but don't be dumb and like, I know it was at 10, but I'm here and it's 2:30. Dude, she's like not even gone. Here anymore.
Yeah.
Last photo op was like at noon.
But RVD and Cora are literally like, I think 15 minutes apart.
If they're not too far from each other based on like
it's true, they could just be next to
exactly.
Yeah,
so it shouldn't be too bad of a problem.
Okay,
hopefully, like I said, but I just know Sunday or Monday, or mainly Monday, is gonna be very packed for us.
You think so?
With well, obviously the photo ops, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
but like hopefully it's not like, oh, RVD is at one end of the hall and Cora Jade and Roxanne are in the other end of the hall. Yeah, like you know what I mean?
For me personally, because I'm only doing Monday, for me personally on that day, I'm trying to get Dom, RVD, and Roxanne, and I think they're all in like the nine. I think they're all before 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So.
And I think WWE World is open until like five.
Three that day.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Because they got Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. So obviously that one's gonna be more tightly scheduled. But like I said, as long as we're in the building and within a responsible or certain time area. Like,
yeah.
If you're 10 minutes late, I don't think that's really gonna be a problem. Yeah. Because. You know, you're busy going over here taking one picture, then you're here for another or something.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't think it should be a problem, but I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to meet all of them. I'm going to stutter in front of Roxanne 100%. Oh my
God, dude. Me in front of Cora Jade, dude, especially like eye contact, like I'm going to fold like a lawn chair, bro. I'm going to fold. Oh my God, that's Yabba.
Yeah, I don't even know, man. I'm literally probably going to hi.
Have you seen that one? I forgot what her name is. The guy's asking her, like, what? Oh, I'm sorry. And then he's like, you know, he made eye contact with like a certain female and like just couldn't get the words out. It was so tough.
That might be me. I'm not going to lie.
Me too with Cora
Jade. All right.
And Dakota Kai.
Do you think RVD will smell like weed? I know he's a pothead.
It's early in the morning, so I'm going to say
true.
No.
It is true, yeah.
I'm going to say no, but I'm kind of expecting it. I'm kind of expecting it.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even have to be that he just smoked it. Like, it could be in a bag.
And yeah, like, exactly. Like,
what's that smell?
And you just see a cloud of smoke following him out of the back.
Well, here's
door.
A big question.
Yeah.
Is it legal in Nevada?
It's Las Vegas, man. Who really cares? At least that's my thought process on stuff like that.
Is marijuana legal in Nevada? Yeah. So he could if he wanted to.
Yeah, if he wanted to, he could.
Yeah. So he won't have a problem.
Damn, Monday's going to be packed for us at WWE World.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I didn't even, at first, I didn't think we were even doing Monday. I thought we were leaving and going home Monday.
Yeah, no, I told you, like I kind of want to stay. If we have to leave Monday night, I'm fine with that. Yeah. But that's obviously if we're not going to Raw. We could leave straight from like WWE World and then just go home if we decide to not go to Raw. But you never know.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I also am going to be refereeing a midget wrestling match coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, that's going to be one hell of a show.
And don't worry. This is going to sound... You may not believe me, but... When we were there, did they not say, because it was like, some people are like, what do we say? Do we say like a dwarf? Do we say, and then they said, if you don't call us midgets, they get more mad, right?
Yeah, because you're trying to tiptoe, trying to be safe about it. Just be straight up and just let it rip, man.
That's literally, if you go to one of their shows, the whole thing is called Micro Wrestling Mania Tour, And that's like, that was like in the intro of the show.
Like, I think their like official name is like Micromania. By the way, they reside in Las Vegas. That's their residency.
Yeah. So. And I bought a referee package. So I will be in the ring refereeing one match. And I did email them today.
Okay.
Haven't heard back from them. But I did email them saying, hey, I'm one of your referees for your upcoming show. Could I please wear a GoPro in the ring? If you do let me, all the footage is just as much yours as it would be mine. And yeah, so hopefully they will let me. If not, I mean, I can bring a camera in. We did last time.
And, yeah, there was no issue with it.
Yeah.
And, plus the guys, when you took that cookie tray off your head,
yeah,
he said, hey, he's making money off us. We might as well make money off him. So it seems like all is fair.
Yeah. I think we'll get to know them a little more this time too. Because I know they bring the refs in. And I said, hey, I'm the guy from your last show in San in a place.
Yeah.
I
have to censor that, but yeah.
I didn't say.
Yeah. Well,
do you know how many places in California start with that?
Seven.
A lot more. A lot more.
At least
seven.
At least two.
Yeah, I thought of like four off the top of my head that start with that word.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I looked it up. It was, I think it was like around seven.
Anyways, I was like, hey, I was at that show. I was the guy who did YouTube. You hit 25 Cent, hit me on the head with a cookie sheet, if you remember me. So I think we'll actually get more like on a friendly term this time with them.
Yeah.
And might even, who knows, get it extended outside of the show. And maybe we'll have like somebody here on the podcast. So that'd be super dope. And it'd be super dope of you to subscribe.
That's right.
That is all for the podcast today. Like we mentioned at the beginning, we post every single week, Thursday, 7 a.m. on what apps?
On the anywhere you listen to podcasts, whether it's the Stitch app or the Spotify podcast Apple podcast. Okay, maybe not Stitch because I hear that a lot in other podcasts. But your two main podcasts that you want to listen to is Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
We are on there. I was like, he's selling you false info. Yeah, we are not on Stitch. I don't even know what that is.
Disregard that. Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Yeah. And what about the video version of the podcast?
See, I'm ready. 7 a.m. YouTube. Off the Field Podcast. I threw the bone at him like, yeah, what apps? And then he was like,
On YouTube, right?
I said YouTube.
Okay, no Rumble, no Kick.
No.
Okay, YouTube. Don't pull at me. Where I sell you the wrong information.
No, yeah, I was ready. Thank you all so much. 7 a.m. every single week. That is the Pacific time. Follow us on Instagram. You can follow me. You can follow Cap. It's in the description, and so is the podcast Instagram. And we're on TikTok as well. So if you want to follow us on TikTok, we're there.
OTF.podcast.
OTF.podcast. Tried to make it cool and just get Off the Field. Obviously, that was taken. Off the Field Podcast was taken. So we had to get creative and figure something out. So OTF.podcast was the coolest available one I could do. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great week. I hope your baseball team is positive until the next time we speak. And, yeah, see you next time. Have a great day.
Go Angels.
Go Angels. Go Halos. Hopefully we win the home opener.